It's a Beautiful World. You're tuned to 101.1 Freak Radio Santa Cruz and out to the world on the World Wide Web at www.freakradio.org. My name is Phil Free. Program is It's a Beautiful World. And we are doing our Samhain broadcasts, our months of Samhain broadcasts on a Beautiful World program. The first of which, tonight's show, being broadcast, at least in part, on location from the Sacred Grove in Santa Cruz, California, our local witch school here in Santa Cruz. We're recording portions of the show on my laptop, doing a tricky little broadcast link to the studio from Sacred Ground here in Santa Cruz. The month of October, the month of Samhain, looks like Samhain to those that don't know how to read it. Also called Halloween, All Saints Day, etc., etc., all the different names that people call it. For people of my faith, is a time that we remember the dead. We remember the dead, but we don't tend to mourn the dead. We tend to remember the dead, celebrate the dead, and when appropriate, fight for justice for the dead, for our dead. In these times of war, Wiccans and pagans increasingly having our dead come home from Christian wars, come home from the crusades of the Christians against the Muslims. Pagans, like all other faiths, are forced to fight in, and some volunteer for whatever reason, whether I disagree with them or not. Our dead are increasing. Shortly after the Gulf War, when Wiccan dead was counted, it's the first time I know of that people took notice of the fact that Wiccans do not get a tombstone in the military graveyards, the memorials, and whatnot. 32 recognized religions do have tombstones for their faith, but Wiccans, even though being recognized as a, being nationally recognized as a faith since sometime in the mid-70s, we still don't have a tombstone to represent our dead or our dead's faith. There's been a long fight going on from this war in the name of Patrick Stewart. No, not Captain Picard. Different Captain Stewart. Died in Afghanistan. You know, we talk about it quite a bit on this show. I'm sure it's been talked about on other shows, but it is something that we harp on a great deal here in the Beautiful World Book. Now, Patrick Stewart recently was granted the ability to get a tombstone by the state of Nevada. And we're thankful to the state of Nevada, but the federal government is still not recognizing our warriors dying their war. In some federal graveyards, memorials, they stick a cross. And for some people of the pagan faith, depending on how personally they take it, they recognize the great deal of injustices dealt to our people throughout history by those carrying the cross. And have a cross on a Wiccan, on a Wiccan's grave, a travesty to some people. They would roll over in their graves, some people. I'm not sure how Mr. Patrick Stewart feels about it, but see if I can get the page back that I just fucking lost here. I wouldn't inundate you people too much with the background information because it is one of the main stories that we've covered on this show. It is so appropriate for Wiccans and pagans this particular time of year. recognizing our dead, that we also, you know, we have specific dead that we can rally around and fight for justice for. Let me see, but a little bit of more recent background. The ACLU case on September 29th, 2006, ACLU press release reported, American Civil Liberties Union today filed a lawsuit to protect the right of veterans and their families to choose religious symbols to engrave on headstones in federal cemeteries. The lawsuit was filed on behalf of two churches and three individuals to compel the government to approve the long-pending application for use of the Wiccan symbol on the headstone of service members. Government has no business picking and choosing which personal religious beliefs may be expressed. All veterans, regardless of their religion, deserve to have their faith recognized on an equal basis, said the ACLU of Washington staff attorney Aaron Kaplan. The lawsuit was sparked by the failure of the National Cemetery Administration, the NCA, of the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs to take action on several applications to approve the pinnacle of Wiccan faith as an emblem of belief. The agency provides headstones free of charge to mark the graves of eligible veterans. Upon application by the veteran or next of kin of a deceased veteran, an emblem of belief is included on the headstone, only if it is in the list of symbols approved by the Secretary of Veterans Affairs. The NCA has approved 38 emblems of belief for veterans encompassing a wide variety of religions. Headstones have been engraved with different forms of the Christian cross, the six-pointed Jewish star, the Muslim crescent, the nine-pointed Baha'i star, the symbols for the atheist, secular, humanist, among others. Yet the agency has refused since the mid-1990s to act on requests by Wiccan families and clergy to approve the use of the pinnacle. In the meantime, the agency approved additional emblems of numerous other religions and belief systems as a matter of course, usually in a few months. And about a day later, on September 27, 2006, the Nevada Appeals News Service reported Wiccan widow Roberta Stewart announced Tuesday at the Americans United rally at Pounding Park in Reno that an official notice was sent to the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs to respond within 14 days, demanding the approval of the Wiccan symbol of the pinnacle as a grave marker or a lawsuit would be filed. Americans United, the legal representatives for Stewart and another Wiccan widow, sent the letter to the Veterans Administration regarding the religious of St. Patrick Stewart. That's a typo. Roberta's late husband and alleged violation of the U.S. Constitution. This is a fight about our constitutional rights, which reads, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, says Roberta Stewart. The establishment of religion, the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, was deemed important to our forefathers. It is being ignored by a federal agency more than 200 years later. Many attended the religious rally making the one-year anniversary of the death of Patrick Stewart in Afghanistan. He was killed with four other Nevada National Guard soldiers when their Chinook helicopter was shot down by a rocket-propelled grenade. This is for the freedom of religion for all Americans, said Reverend Bill Crystal, retired military chaplain of the First Congregational Church of Reno. First, it's the freedom of religion, then it's freedom of speech, then freedom of the press. Where will it stop? We don't fight. 101.1 Radio Center. More on that story coming up, because it ain't over, kids. It's just starting. I went on a quest for non-boring pagan music this week. I had a hard time. It amazes me. Always amazes me. It amazes me at the lack of good music in the pagan community sometimes, because we are of the roots of the bards, the creators of music. The creators of language, symbols, so we come from very poetic stock, and I don't know, some people have lost the art over the years, and I just have a really hard time finding pagan music that's not, you know, boring and trying to sound like Renaissance fair music. And then I ran across this guy, Reverend Rat. Found some other stuff to play tonight too, but the Reverend Rat really impressed me with his stuff, and I sent him an email telling Reverend Rath that I was going to play some of his stuff. Man, he was so on the ball, he fired me a link to some more stuff. So when you take personal responsibility like that on the Beautiful World program from Phil, Freak Radio, it pays back. Tonight, we will hear a whole bunch of Reverend Rath, and you can go to his website, check it all out at www.revrat, that's revrat.com. Freak Radio Santa Cruz, 101.1 FM.
Wrote a letter to the White House just the other day. Say I wanted to say, hey George, tell me something, what the fuck did you do to my country? Cause unemployment's the worst in 70 years. Your entire agenda's built on people's fears. My neighbor's kid just came home in a flag-covered box. So I got a letter back. Wanna know what it said? It said, kiss my fat, rich, lily white house. Kiss my fat, rich, lily white house. Hey George, I just got laid off today. Company moved 10,000 US jobs to Bombay. And there's 3 million others out there just like me. Some economic incentive you've got there. Ship our jobs overseas. Called the CEO of my company. Wanna know what he told me? He said, kiss my fat, rich, lily white house. 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 Maybe we'd work out a little better in the long run if we could afford to stay healthy enough to get our work done. Know you're doing your best to save us all from hell. It's a big job regulating all those wedding bells. Maybe you could find the time to arrange for some healthcare for somebody besides yourselves. Instead of telling us to kiss my fat, rich, lily white house. 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 George, someday I'm gonna have everything that you got. Then I'm gonna throw your ass in Guantanamo Bay and let you rot. And if you're gonna whine about it being unconstitutional to lock your skinny ass away, maybe you shouldn't have passed that fucking Patriot Act in the first place.
Irony sucks, but it was your idea.
You can kiss my fat, rich, lily white ass. Kiss my fat, rich, lily white house. 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 Kiss my fat, rich, lily white house.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about. That's a nice little ditty. There's so few pagan musicians that feel the freedom to be radical anymore. And I, being a pagan musician of a different right, that probably spent more time on political music than pagan music, kind of could do a little bit of both. But it occurs to me that the best pagan musician known to the world, Gwydion Pentherwen, was very much a radical. His music wasn't so much. He didn't get too political with his music, except for maybe one song. But he was an activist. He was a radical. He was a protester on the side. He was fighting for change in the world. Long tradition of our peoples that a lot of our peoples have forgotten. I would disagree with going to war, but I have to stick up for the rights of my people that did go to war. And one more thing on the Patrick Stewart issue, the late Patrick Stewart, who we remember this night. Today is the 10th, I believe, date of this recording of this program is Tuesday, October 10th, the day for the deadline for the federal government to respond to the ACLU and to the rest of the communities to respond to the tombstone debacle gaggle thing. And they, to my knowledge, have not. Could be the story is late in coming out, but today, I believe, is the deadline, and I have heard nothing. Now, I might add, Wiccans and Pagans have been fighting for this for at least 9 years. More than patient. And it sounds like the patience of our communities is running out. Failing this deadline, protests are being scheduled by various pagan communities around the country, maybe even around the world, who knows, for Veterans Day. Veterans Day this year will be a protest for Wiccans, Pagans, and we shall make a big stink. And I, for one, think it's great. I think pagans should be making a big stink. I've been making a big stink since Bush was running for president the first time. Most people, except for Wiccans and pagans, probably forget that we were the first target of the Bush regime. We were his running platform. He was going to do away with the witches, and with the witches in the military specifically. He has not done away with the witches in the military, and alas, the witches in the military are dying in combat, so we want a fucking tombstone. It ain't much. Jews got theirs, Muslims got theirs, all the 32 religions got theirs. We just want our little damn five-pointed star. And then after we got our little damn five-pointed star, then we can start fighting amongst ourselves for different emblems, because there's going to be plenty of Wiccan groups, pagan groups, that the five-pointed star is not going to be good enough for them. Some are going to need a seven-pointed star. Some are going to need one of them eight-pointed stars. We are far from agreeing on a whole lot of shit. But we'll worry about that once we're done with this particular fight. So, Veterans Day this year, Wiccans everywhere will be protesting. I, for one, Uncle Phil, being a more radical Wiccan, I will be burning an effigy of the White House upon my altar and smashing it with a consecrated hammer. But that's, you know, my particular brand of things. You know, I might stick little pins in dolls. Who knows? Justice above all, invoked. And so I'm glad the Wiccan community is getting up in arms. And I'll do my best to get my community up in arms. And you everywhere, get your communities up in arms. We're going to make a big stink out of this. And unfortunately, it might remind Bush that we exist, and then he might go back to war with us or something. Anyway, it seems like Bush forgot that we existed, and that might have been a good thing, but we can't let people forget that we exist, because that has been our downfall historically, is that we remain in secret while being tortured and abused. This is 101.1 Freak Radio, Santa Cruz Cruise, the beautiful world program for heathens, heretics, pagans, dirt people everywhere. And here's another one from Reverend Rat. We'll be right back. 101.1 FM, Freak Radio, Santa Cruz. Kind of sounded like that song didn't want to end right there, but that's where the file cut off. I also found this band out there looking for non-boring pagan music. I found a band called Illuminati. That's Illuma, N-A-U-G-H-T-Y. Illuminati. They also, coincidentally, are the background music that you're hearing all throughout tonight's show so far. So here's one from them, 101.1 FM. My name is Phil Free. The program is Beautiful World.
The tide is now. The bed is rent. The sun is arisen with dark intent. No one can see. No one can know what man will be and undergo. Now it has come, the end of a time. The birth of a new age for mankind. Now it has come, the end of days. Dissolution is here to mend our ways. Illuminating now without restraint. Consuming the soul of sinner and saint. A new light for all beyond ego and mind. No illusion of self to repeat mankind.
Love under wheel and will to know. Word
have to call that a two-shot, a double shot of Illuminati on the Beautiful World program, 101.1 FM. For inclusion in the Beautiful World program, or if you know of some non-boring pagan music for me to play on the show, or anything else you think I might want to put on the show, or to contact the show, you can send an email to freakphil@hotmail.com. F-R-E-A-K-P-H-I-L @hotmail.com. Archives of the show can be found at radioforall.net whenever I feel like putting it up there, I guess. Whenever I get up my ass and put shit up there, it'll be at radioforall.net. I don't think I've ever submitted anything to the actual free radio archives. Process is too complicated, fraught with internal politics and whatnot, so I've never done that. Anyways, you are tuned to the Beautiful World program. A couple more in my findings of non-boring pagan music. And the next one coming up in the mix is Burning Sage. I remember going to their website, and there were several downloads. I only downloaded this one, so it is possible that I didn't like the rest. Maybe the rest sucked. I don't know, but this song was worth a listen from Burning Sage on 101.1 Freak Radio, Santa Cruz.
Shopping, go fuck yourself. And have a nice day.
Around.
This is the view from the bottom up, underpaid and screwed. This is the view from the bottom up,
better think about it too.
This is the view from the bottom up,
you can throw your fit up there.
This is the view from the bottom.
Reverend Rat, once again on Freak Radio 101.1 FM in Santa Cruz and freakradio.org to the world, spinning our little web. Well, out of all the pagan bands I sampled, Reverend Rat had more stuff, and Reverend Rat sent me a link immediately. Well, almost immediately. As soon as he got the email, he sent me a link to more stuff. Needing the Reverend Rat wanted his stuff played more than in some of these other yahoos that only gave me little samples of the song that faded out. Well, kids, if you're going to hold out for the money, it's just not going to get the airplay. Old Uncle Phil. More on 101.1 Freak Radio from Reverend Rat. Because he's not a capitalist pig dog holding out for money to hear his tracks. He gave it for free. So, we got our own free radio. Santa Cruz. 101.1 FM.
We'll be right back.
that on Beautiful World Program. The program is coming to a close pretty soon here. For submissions to the Beautiful World Program, you can send them to freakphil@hotmail.com. freakphil@hotmail.com. Don't send me whole audio files because Hotmail won't let them through. Send me links to stuff that you think would be cool on. We have been broadcasting semi-live in our first ever broadcast link up from the Sacred Grove itself, the home for witchcraft and pagan studies in Santa Cruz, and coincidentally one of the only places in town that you can get a Freak Radio Santa Cruz t-shirt at 924 Soquel Avenue. Also, the home of the infamous Santa Cruz Anarchist Library. Uncle Phil, stepping between the veils till next time. Ready, meet, ready, part. God is willing in the church.